Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Well, well, well. Sexy Unique Podcast is officially back in your lives. It's been a really long time. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely going through Vanderpump Rules withdrawals. And because of that, I decided to do something a little different to ease us all back into a world where you're getting weekly episodes of this podcast. And that begins with this episode, The Road to Vanderpump Rules, The Story of Stassi. One thing about me that you may or may not know is that I love fan fiction. It's my bread and butter. I love fantasy. I love playing in fantasy worlds. And I decided to work with Carrie O'Donnell, my guest on this project, to break stories about the cast of Vanderpump Rules that you've never heard before. I wanted to be telling their origin stories, spreading awareness about their journeys, and providing entertainment to the masses. So I need to say this, I feel like, for legal reasons, because I don't want to get trolled. The following is fan fiction, but, you know, use your imagination, live, laugh, love, and come on this journey with us. I hope you enjoy. There are many more where this episode came from, so stay tuned. And just FYI, none of this would have been possible were it not for my 1,188 patrons on Patreon. Each and every one of these people has made it possible for me to make this podcast, make another podcast called Babe, and make another podcast called Saving Sex in the City 3. And, you know, I've really found in the past year
something that I love to do, which is I knew this before, but I love to talk and I love and have a passion for storytelling in the form of podcasts. And thanks to my patrons on both Sup and Babe, I've been able to explore this as my job. And to be able to make something that I take pride and joy in creating and put it out in the universe and people find joy in listening to it and it enriches their lives to the point that they decide that they want to get involved and help support my creative endeavors is truly the dream. And all of my patrons are helping me live my dream. And I just really sincerely appreciate every single one of you that has donated to this podcast. If you want to get involved, you can go to www.patreon.com/sexunique podcast. And on that website, you will find everything you need to know to become a supporter of the pod. For as little as $1 per episode, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes. You'll have access to all the past throwback episodes that I've been doing, recapping seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules. Right now, I'm about midway through season 2, aka the greatest season of maybe any television show ever created. So think about it. There's tons of content there for you to devour should you wish to do so. www.patreon.com/sexunique podcast. Another very important announcement is that on October 2nd, I'm going to be hosting Sex Unique Podcast live at Resident Downtown LA. It is an incredible venue. There will be dedicated cocktails. I will be joined by Carrie O'Donnell and Dee Dee Bird DJing. And it's going to be a really fun night. We're going to be continuing the fan fiction journey. The last show I had was an insane turnout and a really great time. It's free. And so, you know what? There's really no excuse not to come. So think about it. If you're in the LA area or close, or you just want to fly out for a fun time, do it. Tuesday, October 2nd, Resident Downtown LA. Doors open at 7. Come get a drink. Hang out with your friends. The show starts at 8. You'll loll, I promise, at least once. And there'll be some music afterwards, so maybe we can all have a dance party. And now, without further ado, I give to you a very special episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall. Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, you'll be both in. Hotel chilling. Hey everyone, my name is Lara Marie Shane Halls, and you're listening to a new vibe of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm here with noted guest, Carrie O'Donnell. Hi.
I spoke over you.
It's okay.
You intro'd
yourself.
I'm really excited. I just wanted to like stake my claim.
Yeah.
In this mortal coil.
So we love storytelling and we love Vanderpump Rules.
Fucking love it.
So we thought, why not tell the stories of some of our favorite cast members?
Riveting tales of origin.
Strife, past, present, and future.
Past, present, future. Past struggles, present struggles, and future successes.
Yeah. This is Sexy Unique Podcast now. This is what we have to do in the off season.
We're just going with it.
We're giving ourselves something to think about and giving you, the fans, something to think about and ruminate on while we all collectively wait for season 7 of Vanderpump Rules.
But what I'm really excited to be part of with you doing this is that we're lifting the magenta curtain on some of the shadowy backstories of some of our favorite cast members.
Yeah.
Curtain that Lisa has dropped on them.
Yeah.
Shielding us from.
And we want their stories to shine.
We want to cast a spotlight.
So today, we are peeling back the onion and getting to the bottom layer.
The Bavarian onion.
That is Stassi Schroeder.
Nastasia Bianca Schroeder. German princess.
Arrowhead.
Lake Arrowhead royalty.
The crown princess of Lake Arrowhead.
The crown princess of... Is that the Upper Inland Empire?
Is it? I don't even know where Lake Arrowhead is.
It's like above LA.
Love.
It's where Shelly Miskovich is being held.
Chic.
Yeah.
Is that near Big Bear?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
So...
The cats loves them some Inland Empire moments.
Oh, yeah. I mean, lest we forget Sheena and her mom getting tattoos of that...
Azusa. Yeah.
That Simon really wants to... us all to go to.
We need to go there. I'll get like one little dot tattooed. Mm-hmm.
I'll get a line on my knee.
Yeah, just to say that we did it too.
We're Azusa girls.
We're storytelling on this podcast. We're gonna pick members of the cast to highlight each episode. And this episode, I just felt compelled to kind of share Stassi Schroeder's origin story, because she has fought for fame for years.
For a decade.
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah.
Like 13 years.
She's clawed her way to stardom, and it hasn't been easy.
It has not been easy. She was on The Amazing Race with her family.
Yeah.
So like...
She was just like a goth teen. A teen. Pre-chin implant.
Oh my God.
Then she got some work done.
She looked like she worked at Cold Stone and like... listened to Dash Ward in the back when they were cleaning up.
Yeah. And like glared at everyone.
Mm-hmm. Don't come near the stone.
Yeah. Don't touch.
Stay behind the glass, please.
Stay behind the glass and don't look at me.
Don't look at me and give me a tip. And I'm not going to sing for it. And they're like, but isn't that the... No, it's not.
No.
Not here.
I do what I want to do.
And I am...
I'm Nastasia Bianca Schroeder.
And I work at Cold Stone.
And these are my rules.
These are my fucking rules. And they're like, all right.
And even the manager was scared of her and just let her do it.
They're like, can I have a gotta have a PB&C shake? And she's like, yeah. Do you know what that is?
No.
I worked at Cold Stone, by the way. So like,
yeah,
this is why I'm like, I know so much about it. PB&C is a peanut butter and chocolate milkshake.
Yum.
It's literally just chocolate ice cream and peanut butter. Mix it and it's 2,000 calories.
Ooh, that's a big boy.
So that's, we know, like, Stassi was making
day
those
of calories,
just grimacing as she stirred it, just like, fuck, I want to get famous.
She's like, I'm better than this.
She talked to one girl back and who she like never really talked to, like she just talked at her, this mm-hmm. like kind of nervous mousy girl that worked with her, and like when they were cleaning up at the end of the night, she's like, you know what, I'm gonna be big someday. And she's like, yeah. And then,
do you think Stassi was mean always originally?
No, she was probably really nice and sensitive.
She was like really sweet.
Yeah, she was like in Peer Leaders.
Yeah. What's Peer Leaders?
Peer Leader. It's like
it's
a
like cheerleaders.
No, it's like a student leader group where they like do freshman orientation and
cute.
They're like the camp counselors of the school, kind of.
Yeah, like she was kind of, I imagine her being like an Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah,
because she also did musical theater.
Oh,
and was
God.
Obsessed with musical theater.
She was in all the plays. Pirates of Penzance.
Yeah, she My Fair like, Lady.
My Fair 1776. She was like kind of like a chorus member a lot, but mm-hmm. like one play she was like a substantial role.
She got like two speaking lines,
yeah,
and a quick solo.
And she,
but everyone, no one would cast her because of her chin
and just like her vibe
was very negative, even though she was nice. So
yeah,
it was like weird because people were like, you look like you're gonna bring things to a negative place,
yeah,
in this production.
But she tried so hard. She had a solo in Oklahoma and she was so excited.
Yeah.
And it didn't really get the it was like this really funny moment where she like had this great joke and she was like this sassy,
mm-hmm,
and the crowd just kind of like they laughed.
Her mom was there. Her mom was like, "Woo, that's my girl. Yeah, that's Stassi, everyone.
Nastasia Bianca. And like, but she kind of made it all about her.
Yeah.
And like,
she stole the moment.
And like, more people were like, they were like laughing at the mom, like, mm-hmm, with her, because she was like, oh, this crazy, cool, like hot mom.
Is, yeah.
Like, and Stassi was on stage just like staring. And then after, when they all were handing flowers out in like the hallway behind the stage where like all the parents meet,
mm-hmm,
the mom was just like holding court. She was like telling all the kids in her cast, like, you know, I was in the plays, like I was in regional theater, I was an understudy, you know, we toured through like four states. And Stassi was just fuming.
Yeah. And her mom's like, she gets it all from me.
She gets it all from me. Like, oh, you know, it's so great that they gave her that supporting part.
Yeah.
You know,
like, she really wanted that. She, you really know how many plays that. she's tried out for. She's always crying because she never gets the role.
She's tried out so many times. So I'm so, and the theater director, she's like going up to the coach. They like know each other.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you so much for doing this. Mm-hmm. Like, really.
The mom like collected all, Dana collected all the flowers yeah. that anyone was going to give Stassi, yeah. which was only like a couple carnations.
Yeah.
And then like the flowers that her dad brought for her. Uh-huh. But Dana's like holding them.
She's just holding
them. She's
like,
I got them for you, sweetie.
Yeah. Oh my God. And she
won't even let Stassi touch them.
She won't even let Stassi. And then she crashed the cast party.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Her and her dad both crashed the cast and party, like, and they were drunk.
Loved them.
Yeah,
they played
beer pong, and then they also had their like flasks and yeah. were giving kids like sips out of it because yeah. they're like cool parents.
Smoking cigs.
Yeah,
and Stassi had a crush on one of the leads who is gay but like closeted, and mm-hmm. she like had this unrequited pining love for him, and like that night she was gonna tell him, and he ended up dancing with her mom instead to like Madonna.
Yeah,
and Stassi was just sitting in the corner like watching.
Yeah. She and no one really talked to her, and her no parents were just like the life of the party.
They were the fucking dream parents, coolest parents, and they're like, wait, do you have kids in the play? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah, our
Stassi.
Daughter.
And they're like,
Nastasia.
And they're like, oh yeah, okay. Whoa. Like that I did not even, that's surprising to me.
And they're like, where is she?
Where is she?
And everyone looks around and they can't find her.
And she's upstairs.
Yeah,
she went out in the backyard.
Yeah, she's run up outside.
Into the woods
and is just staring at the moon and the stars.
She's staring at the moon. She's having like Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil moment.
Yeah.
Like, Call Me by Your Name, like, you know, silver light. And like, she's on some kind of like.
And her blonde hair looks like super angelic in the moonlight.
Yeah.
But there's tears in her eyes, and she sees a shooting star, and she says, all I want is to be famous.
All I want is to be famous.
I just want to be famous. Please.
Please.
And she wishes on that shooting star.
Please, God, take me away from this place, from my mother.
Make me a star.
Make me a star.
So then when she gets Amazing Race, she thinks that it's all happening for her.
She dyed her hair.
She dyed her hair black.
She cut all her hair after that night, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She immediately like after that night, she dyed her hair.
She locked herself in the bathroom.
Black. Yeah. Screamed at her parents on the way home and like trolled them for being drunk.
Yeah.
And at one point, like her dad kind of swerved off the road.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, see, you are just like fucking drunks.
Oh my God, this was like the birth of her.
Yeah.
And they felt really bad. And the next morning they gave her stuff to like make up for it. And she saw like this glimmer of like, wait, I can control people if I'm mean.
Yeah.
And call out things that like have nothing to do with what's happening.
Yeah. And she's like, this is kind of amazing, but also
amazing.
Fuck them. I hate them.
Also fuck them. But then they get the Amazing Race.
Yeah. So she shuts herself in her bathroom and she like goes through like a full blown makeover.
Gone Girl.
She's like Gina Davis in A Long Kiss Goodnight.
Oh my God.
Except she just cuts her hair off, dyes it black.
Except she doesn't look anything like Gina Davis.
Yeah.
No one can look like Gina Davis in that moment.
No one will ever achieve.
No one will ever achieve that.
And she goes full goth in that moment.
Fucking.
She's like Mommy and Daddy's Little Girl no more.
Hello. She's like the Runaways cherry bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's that music's playing. She's
yeah.
Like, just cutting it off.
Hello, Mom. I'm
Hello, Dad.
Cherry bomb.
So she comes out, and the next morning she emerges, and her parents are like,
her mom's devastated.
Yeah, she's like, your hair, your German hair is so beautiful. Your strudel blonde locks.
And her mom just like runs off and like she shuts herself in the bathroom.
Yeah.
For like 4 days.
And Stassi's like, I don't care.
Yeah. And then her dad's like, I'm going to apply to this show, The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, yes. And like, I think her brother was on The Amazing Race with them as well. So
she was like, we're going to do this.
Yeah. She was like, we're perfect for this. Like, I don't really know geography, but like, I'm fucking down.
It's the star.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the shooting
it's
star.
It's the shooting
it's
star.
My
like,
wish
this is my moment.
I am controlling my own reality. Like, I might have superpowers.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you might be.
They're like, okay, honey.
Yeah.
They just like don't really.
She's like, she sits them down. Because
they are really scared.
They're like terrified of her because she's like slowly becoming, she's like Lydia Deetz without the charm.
Mm-hmm. So then we fast forward to Amazing Race and she's on it with her dad. And who else was in it?
I think it was her mom and brother.
Was it really her birth mom?
Oh, was it her stepmom?
Amazing Race season 8. Mark, Char, Stassi, Hunter, Ogo, her father, stepmother. Oh. So her parents get divorced after that play fiasco.
Not because of it.
Not because of it, but just like things were frayed. Stassi also is like goth now. That really created a rift. And
enter Char.
Enter Char.
Char is great.
Char's so nice.
She's really trying.
Like, her name is Charlotte, but people call her Char.
Char.
Yeah, just like friendly.
And she sees like Stassi is kind of wounded.
Yeah.
She's like, I want to.
She's like, divorce is hard.
Divorce is hard.
Also, your entire beauty like approach right now is hard.
It's really, you're a hard teen.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not here to replace your mom. Mm-mm. I'm here to be your friend.
And I'm here to go on the Amazing Race. Are you down?
I'm here to be your stepmom, but I'm really here to go on the Amazing Race with you.
And Stassi's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
She loves Char.
She loves Char.
She's like,
she hasn't talked to her mom since the fiasco with her dyed hair, and she's gone like full blown Char.
Yeah.
And she's also now convinced like Char and her dad like get them together on the Amazing Race, and Stassi's like, this is my destiny. It's the shooting star.
He put the star put Char in my path.
Mm-hmm.
And then her mom is like, do you think I could come on?
And Stassi's like, no.
No. And at school, Stassi's kind of starting to become a little more popular. People are seeing her. They're like, hey, who are you? And she's like, my name's Stassi. And they're like, have you been to this school before? And she's like, yeah, since kindergarten.
Yeah.
And they're like,
we literally grew up together.
We grew up together. And they're like, oh, well, you're kind of chic.
And she's like, fuck off.
Fuck off. And they're like, can I be your friend? And she's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she starts realizing, like, the more she says, like, fuck off. I don't see you. You don't exist to me. People are like, oh my God, can I like do
they start
everything
to, like,
for you?
Worship her.
Can I do things for you? And like, can you, can you psychologically like torment me? And like,
she's like, I love this kind of.
She loves it.
She doesn't understand her power fully, but she knows it's that, like, she has something.
It's like Anakin Skywalker as a kid being like, whoa, I have this like
the Force,
but it's like the shadow too.
Yeah.
It's like hanging on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Stassi's like slowly building like a following at school, and because she's on the Amazing Race, it's coming up.
Yeah.
And people are like so excited for her.
She's, yeah, like, people think that she's like gonna be a celebrity, and
yeah,
she thinks that too.
Yeah.
So she's like walking around with like all her like new gaggle of girlfriends.
They've all dyed their hair black.
They all look like Firuja Balk.
Yeah, but like,
but like not
in like wearing like Abercrombie.
Yeah, they look like Louisiana Firuja.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're all just like strutting around school, and everyone's like, yeah, like a new girl like comes to school that day, and like Stassi and all her friends walk by, and she says to the person that's like showing around, they're like, who is that? And they're like, that's Stassi Schroeder. She's on the Amazing Race this season. She's going to be a star. So like everyone is on this page, like everything's going to pop off post Amazing Race. But the rub is, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
She, Char, Hunter, her dad, they get eliminated. They do not win the Amazing Race.
They look, there's like drama, there's tears. Stassi has a breakdown on camera. Mm-hmm. It's like not cute. And like everyone back home, like when they're leaving for the Amazing Race, there's like a townwide event. Everyone has signs. They're all like, you know, pride of our town, like so excited. And then like they're all, it's like the Hunger Games. Like they're all watching, like huddled. And,
yeah.
And they get like, it's not good, and it's like kind of uncomfortable, and like there's tension, and it's kind of sad.
And everyone's just like, oh. A lot of people stopped watching it because it was just boring, and they were like, this is boring. Like, I thought this show was going to be great.
Yeah.
It's like not so great.
It's not so great.
And
also,
I actually don't care.
I don't care. And Stassi's like, she's maybe not cool.
Yeah. And then everyone at school was like,
she comes back.
She comes back, and they're like, Ew,
get away. Like, who are you?
And they start making fun of her. They start making fun of her goth look.
They start like reenacting her like crying, and like there's like a moment in the cafeteria where they like, someone stands on the table it's kind of like Love, Simon. Have you mm-hmm. seen that? And
yeah.
They reenact like her worst like crying moment on the show, and it's humiliating. And she runs into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And she texts Char. And she's like, Char.
Char, it's like, didn't work.
It didn't work.
What am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do?
And also when the day that she got back to school, she like went up to her girlfriends that had all become Farouges, and they'd all dyed their hair back to blonde.
And then she was
like, hey,
queen.
Yeah. And she's like, hey,
what's going on?
You guys change your hair.
We're going to Warped Tour.
Yeah.
Do you guys want a Monster Energy drink? And they're like,
they were like,
we don't drink that shit.
Ew, that shit's gross.
We don't listen to Taking Back Sunday anymore.
Yeah.
We're listening to Nelly.
And she's like, oh, okay. And then one of the girls is like, hey, Stassi, have an amazing
summer.
Yeah. And everyone's always trolling her.
Yeah, they always go, wait, she like when she answers a question in class, if she gets it right, someone goes, because she's smart.
Yeah.
Someone goes, wow, guys, that was an amazing answer. And she goes, ah! And everyone laughs at her, and she runs out of the classroom.
Yeah. So for the rest of the school year, she's just like trolled for being on Amazing Race.
Yeah.
And it's like, Stassi is like at a loss because she thought that because she wished on this shooting star,
what the fuck?
Like everything was going to happen for her.
Happen.
And
she
then
she grows to resent Char and her relationship shifts.
Shatters.
Because like, Char was sort of like this angel that came to her to mm-hmm. like bring, like Char is like hot, she's younger, she's like really cool. Even Stassi's mom likes her, but like not really, right?
Yeah, not really. Dana does not like anyone.
And Dana starts kind of winning Stassi back.
Dana's like, hey Stass, I moved into this amazing community called Lake Arrowhead. It's in California and only an hour and 45 minutes away from Hollywood.
Hollywood. And she's like, Hollywood? And she's like, is that the same thing as Los Angeles?
And her mom's like, yeah.
Her mom's like, yeah. Yeah, baby. It's all the same. Mm-hmm. She's like, and if you're here, you can be famous.
So Stassi gets on a bus and she decides to spend the summer with her mother in Lake Arrowhead.
Does she have like one last moment like where she's like, I'm fully leaving this life behind, where everyone's like,
I think she like goes, and this is when she gets like her chin implant, and then she like goes back to being like sandy blonde and mm-hmm. like spends a summer getting her groove back with yeah. Dana. And she like drinks for the first time. Like Dana shows her like how to take shots how to like
yeah.
make cocktails.
They go like clubbing one night with a bunch of like women Dana's age, and it's like really fun.
They go
and
to that same bar that they go to in Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. It's like that tequila, the like Italian margaritas.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they and like Stassi gets drunk, and like she's just slowly like becoming, she's like, she's taking the pain from what she just experienced in high school and like the failure of the Amazing Race and like that whole like horrible experience for her. But she's realizing like, wait, I had this power to begin with. I lost it because of like people were telling me that I was like a loser, so I was forgetting it, but I'm seeing this power now and I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
I'm drinking margs.
Yeah. I'm hot. There's margaritas.
And I just smoked a Parliament.
Yeah. And like, it felt great.
Yeah. And so she's like starting to become like this is like the first real moment of we're seeing like the Stassi we know.
Yeah. And she goes back to school for like her senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like walks in and heads just like turn.
Who are you? And she's like,
it's me again.
It's me again.
Yeah.
And they're like, whoa.
She's like, it's me, you fucking idiot, Stassi.
She walks right up. The first day of school, she walks up to the new girl, mm-hmm. and they turn around and she just decks her in the face.
Yeah.
And she looks around and she goes, any questions? And all the girls literally go, no. And they just follow her and they leave the girl on the ground. She's yeah. like, oh.
And then Stassi realizes the only way she'll ever get respect is if she's
horrible
to people.
And like insanely mean.
Insanely mean, violent.
Violent.
Demanding, mean, narcissistic.
Yeah.
Just like cruel. She yeah. starts bullying people.
She's a great chin.
Yeah.
Her chin is out of control.
Her chin is a game changer.
Like several girls get their chins done.
They don't look as good as her.
But they don't look like her. No, fuck no.
No. And she's just like really vibing.
Yeah.
So she spends senior year just like queen of the fucking castle.
Queen of the fucking castle.
And then opportunity knocks once again.
Dun, 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 dun.
Because a producer approaches her. Her mean antics are known around town, like around all of New Orleans, right, knows like this is like the bitch of this high school.
Yeah.
And a producer approaches her and says,
well, they come to the school.
Yeah.
And they're like,
they're scouting because they heard about the new girl.
Yeah. And they're like, hey, so we're really interested in like Skylar. And they're like, we think that she'd be, we've heard that she's like a queen bee. She's like fearsome. Everyone worships her. And they're like, well, not anymore. And they're like, who do you want to talk to?
Yeah. They're like, have you heard anything about Stassi? And the producer's ears perk right up.
That's Stassi. A name.
Whoa, what a name.
What a name.
What a vibe.
I feel that has a lot of, there's a lot of volume to that name.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, Stassi Schroeder.
She's the queen of this school.
She's scary. Mm-hmm. And she's fierce. And she has a great chin.
Yeah.
And they're like, where can we meet her?
So they observe. They spend a day like observing her.
There's an undercover scout.
Yeah. Undercover reality TV scout.
And there's like a whole makeover moment where we see her like she's going undercover as a teen again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, we see her like, it's like never been kissed.
It's exactly like never been kissed. This producer who works for like, it's like maybe not even a producer. It's like an intern at like MTV or wherever the fuck did this Queen Bee show. Who did this Queen
like
Bee
Oxygen?
Show? Let's say. The N.
The N.
What's the N?
Oh, Teen Nick.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So this producer from Teen Nick, aka The N, is just like really an intern. And her boss was like, you need to get this girl, like see if this girl's worth her salt.
Yeah.
So this like 24-year-old intern has to go like undercover at high school.
High school was a nightmare for her.
Yeah. She was like never popular, hated it. She took her GED at 15 years old.
She was so not cool that she just wasn't even bullied.
Yeah.
Which is almost
like, she's like invisible.
If you're not even bullied, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like that was like me in high school.
You just were.
I was just invisible.
So this producer like goes undercover, Allison, let's call her. And she like tries to dress like cute, like puts on a blonde wig and interfaces with Stassi. Who's
Allison
so,
puts on a blonde wig.
Yeah, Allison puts on a blonde wig.
That's my memoir name.
And like a short little skirt. And she's like in the mix.
She's wearing like platform flip-flops.
Yeah. And Stassi bullies her so much that Allison commits suicide. And that's how the higher ups at Teen Nick decide
they're like,
to cast Stassi.
They're like, wow.
They're like, wow, she does have, she's powerful.
She's really cool. They're like, wow, this girl's amazing and she's a star.
Yeah.
We see something in this girl. And like literally someone just died.
Yeah. They're like, it doesn't matter. She was off the payroll. Like,
yeah. What was her name? I don't even
Allison.
Remember.
Was it Allison? They're like, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know. Let's get this girl
get Stassi
on.
Yeah. In here. Yeah,
get her to sign it. And they're like, they sit her down and they're like, Stassi. Well, no, she's going to be, she thinks she's being interrogated by the police over the matter.
Yeah.
So like, we heard through the grapevine that like, you might have had something going, like you knew something that was happening with her or like there's some involvement. She thinks it's like an interrogation. And then all of a sudden they go, have you ever thought about being on TV? And she's like, am I on camera right now? And they're like, you will be.
And she remembers the star. She looks behind like where the principal is standing next to the two producers and there's a board called like Mr. Harvey's Stars and it's just like highlighting the great students of the school, but she just focuses in on the star and then she's like, oh my God, the fucking star. This is it.
And
this is like, my moment.
They're like, so we have this new show coming out and they explain what it is, which is just like,
they're like, queen bees, do you get it? And she's like, I think so.
I can get it.
Yeah, sure.
And they're like, we're going to fly you out to LA and we're going to like put you in a house.
They're like, it's hosted by America's Next Top Model winner, Ioana.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like,
cool.
I wouldn't have chosen her, but whatever.
And they're like, oh God.
More of that.
Yeah. And they're like, just keep doing that. And they're like, great. And they're like, we're going to put you in a house and like, you know, Studio City or Sherman Oaks, and you're going to live there for 2 months.
She's like, is that like near Hollywood?
And they're like, yeah, kind of.
She's like, okay, cool.
roughly like 25 minutes, 30 minutes. And she's like, all right, that's close enough.
Love that. It.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
So the first day she's there before they start filming, they put her up in a hotel in Hollywood.
And Stassi's never been happier.
She goes to the Walk of Fame and she's like, oh my God.
There's stars everywhere.
There's stars everywhere. There's tourists. It's like twinkling lights. It's like this like musical montage where it's like this like, it's like in Lost in Translation when they're going to like the arcade and like mm-hmm. Chemical Brothers are playing and it's like, that's her in
yeah. this moment. She's just like wide-eyed and like taking in the magic of Hollywood
yeah.
and specifically the Hollywood and Highland Center.
Yeah.
And she like goes to the Hollywood and Highland Mall and like walks around and she's like, God, I knew I would make it. Like, I'm in
thing.
This mall and I love it here.
She's sitting on a bench and she's eating Cinnabon and mm-hmm. drinking an Orange Julius. And she's just like looking around at everyone. And there's just like homeless people and like Bulgarian people everywhere. But she's yeah. like, you know what? This is the greatest thing she's ever seen in her life.
She's like, I'm hotter than literally everyone in this fucking mall.
Yeah. These people are ugly.
This is Hollywood.
This is fucking Hollywood. And then she starts getting like pissed.
Yeah.
She's like, wait. I thought this was, you know, the land of gold and the land of like milk and honey, basically. But no, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
She's like, these people are ugly. These are tourists from the Midwest, people from Ohio. Like, she's just flipping out.
Yeah. But then she like
no
soothes
offense,
herself.
People from Ohio.
She soothes herself. Like, she goes in Sephora and like buys like a red lipstick.
And she yells at one of the associates mm-hmm. and they're like, oh my God, you can have it for free.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I've still got it.
Thanks.
She's like, this is what happens when you're hot and mean.
Yeah.
People respect you.
People respect you. She maybe like one Scientologist talks to her on Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. She's like, you fucking alien.
You nautical. Look at you. She like humiliates two Scientologists.
Yeah.
Who are standing outside of like, not the Celebrity Center, but that other one.
The one, like, recruitment one yeah. on Hollywood Boulevard.
And she's, like, she just trolls a bunch of, like, they all crowd around her, and she just drags all of them to hell.
Yeah. She roasts, like, does, like, a live roast, and people crowd around
yeah.
and start giving her money.
Yeah.
Like, she takes, like, her, like, one of the Scientologists is like, oh, yeah, you think I'm an alien? Nice fucking hat, and like flips her little like this weird like page boy hat, like her like a messenger cap that she was
she
wearing.
Looks like someone from like the Hot Chick.
Yeah, like she's like wearing like that kind of hat, and they flip her hat onto the ground. She's like, oh yeah, and just starts roasting them, and a crowd of people gather around. People start
tourists.
Putting money in the hat that was
yeah.
like on the ground.
They take pictures with her.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, like. I've been in Hollywood for less than 3 hours
I'm
and I'm
so
already
famous.
Making it. Like,
yeah. And she's like, she like tells one, she's like, you know what? Like your parents never loved you and that's why you're in a cult.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God. And like she, and then she's,
and the crowd goes wild. Yeah. They're like, woo! And then like a guy, like two guys that were performing down the street, like doing like dance moves
yeah.
and stuff, realize that she's kind of stealing their thunder.
Uh-huh.
So they decide to like merge with her. And right when she delivers that sick burn, they do like backflips
yeah.
across the
circle.
And Stassi's like dancing
yeah,
and
dragging
holding
people
court and like just like posing for
yeah.
photographs and like feeling herself. And then she's like, everyone keep an eye out for Queen fucking Bees on the N.
And they're all like, what?
They're like, okay, cool. They're like, what's the N?
And
she's like, I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking Google know. It. But it's happening and it's real and I'm on it. And they're
yeah.
like, well, we'll be sure to watch out for you.
Yeah. And she's like, it's going to be fucking huge.
And one of the Scientologists is like writing down, wait, the N? And she's like, yeah. Fuck you, by the way.
She's like, are you even allowed to watch TV?
Are you allowed to watch TV, you fucking loser? And everyone
and
starts
everyone
laughing. Yeah.
And showers her with like more $1 bills. And then she takes them and goes to Taco Bell and treats herself to like a delicious dinner.
Feast.
Yeah.
Contrast then, Supreme.
Yeah. She just gets everything she wants.
I'll have one of everything on the menu. And then everyone in Taco Bell starts cheering for her.
Yeah.
They don't know why, but they're all like...
And she walks out with like Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, but with two huge shopping bags of Taco Bell
yeah.
and like her platforms down Hollywood Boulevard
uh-huh.
to like the Holiday Inn
yeah.
on like Highland, and then like goes into her room and just like eats all the Taco Bell
mm-hmm.
and then goes to sleep.
She passes out.
Yeah. And then the next day she's like jetted out to the valley to like shoot the show.
And it's like, she's like so excited. She thinks Sherman Oaks, which is like beautiful, mm-hmm. is like, but she thinks it's actually literally Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So she's confused when they like go over the hill and they're in the valley and she's like, wait, where are we in Beverly Hills? And they're like, no, this is Sherman Oaks. She's like,
I hate the name Sherman.
Yeah. She's like, who the fuck's Sherman? Is he old and fat and ugly? And they're like,
save that energy.
Save that.
They're like, this is great. Yeah. Save it for the shoot.
Yeah. So they get to the house. It's like a nice, like,
and big... she kind of like is trying to be mean to like the producers, yeah. but they're not reacting.
No,
they're
like, not.
Save it. Save it.
She's going to like slowly realize that like everyone in Hollywood, like they're all like ghouls.
Yeah.
And like, they don't have any, like they don't react to anything.
They are soulless.
So, but she doesn't know that yet.
No, she still like has stars in her eyes.
Yeah.
And she gets onto the set.
Oh.
And it's actually...
She's the first one there.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
Yeah. She thinks... I can't believe cameras are fucking rolling. Like, I'm moving into this house. Like...
She thinks it's going to be about, like, a bunch of really cool girls getting famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be like The Hills.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, it's a bunch of us. We're going to, like, go to cool parties. We're going to, like, go to the clubs. We're going to get to skip lines. Like, it's going to be about really cool girls who deserve to be famous, who are destined to be famous.
And The Hills is on during this time. So she's watching it and she's like so inspired.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is what I'm meant to do.
Yeah.
Like, this is my moment.
I am Lauren Conrad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like,
but with a better chin.
Just so, she's like, I'm hotter and thinner and meaner than Lauren Conrad.
Yeah. I'm Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah. She's Kristen.
Yeah. I'm.
And so as all the other girls trickle in, she kind of starts to realize like, oh, this is like more like real world.
Yeah.
But not like 90s real world.
Like humiliation, like surreal life.
Now real world.
Yeah. She's like, they all come in. She's like really excited. She's like kind of like settled already in the house. And these girls come in and they just like don't even look at her.
And then like Joanna gets them all together and is like, you may remember me from cycle 2 of America's Next Top Model.
One or two girls look at each other excitedly. Stassi like rolls her eyes.
Yeah. Like, and as she explains what the like gist of the show is, Stassi realizes she's made a huge mistake.
Because she's so smart. She's mm-hmm. with this. She has like an innate savviness with all this. And she's like, she knows exactly, like they're going to put us in this house. They're going to tell us to do shit. And they're going to make us like look like idiots. They're gonna humiliate us on a daily basis. Our lives are gonna be ruined from this. She knows.
Yeah.
What have I done?
So instead of trying hard to like win this show, she also just has this knowledge. She's like, this show is bullshit. It's gonna be on for one
fuck
season.
The N.
What's the N? I never even heard of it. The people on Hollywood Boulevard didn't know. That Scientologist freak didn't know.
Yeah.
So she decides that she's just going to like tank her chances on the show.
She like hides.
Yeah.
The other girls try to like engage her in like fighting and she's like, literally don't look at me. And they're just like, everyone's afraid of her.
And the producers are like, she's lost her spark.
Yeah.
Who is this girl? She like made that intern, what's her face, kill herself.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the same girl.
They like sit her down one day and they're like, and Joanna's just there. Mm-hmm. and they're like, wait, you know, we, what about all the stuff you used to say? You know, used to like be, used to drag us. Like, come on, like, you know, do that thing that you did. And Stassi's like,
Joanna's like, do you want a shot?
And she's like,
yes.
Yes, thanks, Joanna. I never thought I'd say that, but thank you, Joanna. And they go and they, like, drink. And Joanna tells her about, like, reality TV.
Yeah. Joanna's like, do you want to know what I've done since America's Next Top Model? Fucking nothing.
Fucking
I'm doing nothing. This.
I'm doing this shit.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, wow. And she's like, everyone thinks, like, the minute they hear, like, you're going to be on a show, it's, like, immediate. She's like, you have to bide your time, and you have to wait for the right thing.
Yeah.
It's a right. It's a Cinderella. It's a Goldilocks thing. She's like, don't go all, you know, you went all hog wild, all, like, the whole hog in this, like, in this show, and, like, whatever the Amazing Race thing you did. She's like, but it's, you know.
She's like, get out while you still
can. Get out
can.
While you still can.
And Stassi's really inspired because no one's ever cared about her this much. Like, this is her first real, like, mentor career advice.
She's like fucking Joanna from America's Top Model.
She's like, I thought you were a loser, but you're actually, like, pretty cool. And Joanna's like, please remember me when you get famous.
Yeah.
Promise.
Promise.
And Stassi's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they like make out. It's weird, but they do it.
They just do
They're
it.
They're kind of drunk and it just like happens. Yeah,
they just like roll around a little on the couch. Yeah. And then
Sassy's like, I'm not a lesbian.
I'm not a lesbian, by the way. And Ioana's like, oh, I know that.
Mm-hmm. She's like, cool.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go now.
All right. See ya.
Also, you're still a fucking loser. And she leaves.
And so Stassi then like just, she plays it so that she gets eliminated quickly and gets out of there.
Smart.
Smart, but she's also devastated because this was the second time around. She really thought like she thought this was the one.
She takes a tour bus through Hollywood, like a double decker bus, and she's like sitting on top of it, just like drinking like wine out of a bag.
Drinking like red wine out of a bag.
And she's like in Hollywood now. She's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, like I just left everything. Like, you know, what the fuck, Ioana, like everything she said to me resonated and I'm so afraid of my future now.
Yeah. And her parents are like, her mom's like, come to like Arrowhead. And she's like, no.
Absolutely not.
And her dad's like, come home. And she's like, what fucking home?
Yeah. What home?
What home?
What home did we ever have together?
Also, Katrina like destroyed our home.
Yeah.
So and like what?
Literally what? And he's like, yeah, you're right.
He's like, you're right.
And then...
So then Stassi's like refusing to engage with any of her family. And
she cuts them all out.
Yeah, she cuts them off. Like she doesn't speak to them for months.
Mm-hmm.
And she embarks on just like...
Modeling. She starts by going on like kind of like...
She calls Ioana
and she's like, hey girl, like, are you still in the house? And she's like, oh fuck no. Like we ended a month ago and I've just been like hiding in my house since my condo.
Yeah.
And, like, where does she live?
Ioana lives like in like an apartment in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you want to crash with me?
And Sassy's like, sure.
Sure. I've been living in the Hollywood Inn.
Like, she's been sleeping in the Hollywood and Highland Mall.
Yeah.
Because she likes it there. Yeah. And it also makes her feel good to see all the uglies that are there. And so she's just like loving it.
Yeah.
But it's not that great because every once in a while, a security guard will be like, ma'am. And then she'll just lean on her whiteness and be like, oh my God, sorry. I fell asleep.
Oh my God, please don't. Like, I can't. And he's like, all right.
And he's like, don't do it again. She's like, okay. So she's gotten caught like one too many times.
Yeah,
so when Ioana offers her the chance to come crash on her couch, she's like,
fine. Mind you, she's never been anywhere other than Hollywood and Sherman Oaks.
Yeah. She's never ventured beyond.
She doesn't know the oceans there. Like, she has no concept of like, she thinks it's literally Hollywood and Beverly Hills.
Yeah. And she keeps wanting to get to Beverly Hills, but she doesn't know how to get there. Because she doesn't have a car at this point. So she's just like on foot.
So she goes to Ioana. They like, you know, they have like a wine night. And Ioana's just kind of like trying to give her some pointers on like how to start being a model in Hollywood. She's like, you know, it's a little easier. Like, you could probably like just pick up some like Craigslist modeling and like kind of catalog stuff and just kind of start building your resume from there. And Stassi's like, how about I go to New York? And she's like, no,
don't do that. She's like, whatever you do, don't do that.
She's like, it's not, you know, you're in
people
LA.
Say New York is the place.
You're an LA model.
Yeah, you're an LA model.
And she's like, all right, cool,
it's good for you.
And she's like, where's Beverly Hills? And she's like, well, it's past West Hollywood. She says West Hollywood, and all of a sudden, Stassi has this pang, and she's like, something inside her is like, West Hollywood. It's a sound that she's heard before, maybe in a dream. It feels like she knows it, but she's never heard it before, but now she feels like it's somewhere that she's always known.
Yeah.
West Hollywood? And she goes, it's Hollywood, but west.
Yeah, it's just west of
here,
where we are now.
And Stassi's like,
wow. She's like, but why is it called that?
And Ioana's like, I don't know.
And I was like,
Stassi, I don't fucking know.
Stassi, you've asked me like 5,000 questions.
She like blows out her cigarette. She's like, oh, I don't fucking know.
She's like, I gotta go to bed.
And Stassi's like, will you take me there? To where? Beverly Hills, Ioana says. And she goes, no. West Hollywood. She's like, yeah, well, fine. Maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
Get a job in your meantime. Because you have to pay rent.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to charge you $500 a month to sleep on this couch.
And Saucy's like...
So I was like, how am I supposed to make that? She's like, well, if you can't make it modeling, I know some other ways. And they just kind of stare at each other. And then Ioana's like...
Good night.
Good night.
And Stassi, like, she starts smoking now.
Yeah. She picks up, like, a cigarette out of Joanna's pack.
She goes on the roof of Hollywood, like, of this, like, shitty apartment that she lives in.
Yeah.
She goes up on the roof, and she, like, sees all of L.A. now. The sprawl.
The sprawl. Night,
the hazy sprawl.
But she's looking up at the sky, trying to find stars, and she sees no stars.
Where is this? She goes, if the student, you know, if you're out there, like, please show yourself, you know, to the shooting star. She just wants to see some sign, but...
There's nothing.
There's nothing. It's just the light pollution's too intense.
She's like, I don't want to have to... I just want to model. Like, I don't want to have to, like, not model for money.
I don't want to have to, like, work.
Yeah. Please.
Please.
Show me.
Show me something.
And there's nothing.
There's nothing. It's just
and
light pollution.
And two tears stream down Stassi's face because she realizes she's alone. Probably going to have to get a job.
She's probably going to have to get a job.
Or go to college.
Or go to college. So she chooses to go to college.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. So the next day,
she enrolls.
She wakes up and she's like, fuck you, Joanna. Like, I'm not a fucking whore.
I'm smart. I got like a 1360 on my SATs.
Yeah. And everyone loves me. And I'm going to go somewhere where people really care about me. Joanna's like,
okay, bye.
Yeah. Joanna just like is smoking a cigarette and she's like, what? And then Stassi's already gone.
She's already gone.
She didn't even hear her.
She enrolls. She gets in.
Yeah.
She like nails her college interview.
She just like walks up there.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey.
I don't
Can
have
I go it. Here?
And they're like,
they're like, yeah.
Are you, how old are you? And she's like, 18. And they're like, do you have good grades? And she's like, fuck yeah, I do. And they go, okay.
She's like, yeah, I'm not a fucking idiot.
You give a full ride. They give her a full ride.
I'm
not a fucking idiot. Of course I'm smart.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, cool. You have a scholarship.
Are you smart? What are you, a fucking like... pussy to this like admissions guy, and he's like what, you like talk to people all day and like, you know, everyone has to like perform for you and be, you know, their best version of themselves for you, and you get to decide, like, it's all in your hands. Well, I say fuck your hands.
Yeah,
I don't have to do anything I don't want to, but I do want to go here. And she's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if you like me or not. She's like, I know I'm good enough to go here. So fuck you, you pussy. And
yeah.
He's like, all right.
So she gets like
a full ride,
a scholarship. And she like starts pocketing all the money. She like tells her parents, like, I need you to pay for college.
Yeah.
And her dad's like, oh, my little girl's so smart. Oh, like, God, she finally so got her shit together.
She got
yeah.
shit together.
So they start like direct depositing like an allowance into her bank account. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't tell them that like
she gets like $10,000 a month.
Yeah. For her tuition.
For her tuition. Her,
she's got a full ride.
Yeah,
so she just starts pocketing the money.
Yeah.
And then like, what does she do?
She goes to class. She joins a sorority, or is it a Catholic school? So they don't have sororities.
Yeah, I think it's like Jesuit.
It's a Jesuit school. She joins like a house,
mm-hmm.
and she's like really fucking cool. She becomes like queen bee of the campus. Of course.
Yeah, and everyone loves her.
Everyone loves Stassi. No one knows that she was on The Amazing Race.
No one even knows that she was on Queen Bee's.
Stassi hasn't even watched it.
Yeah, she's and like, whenever someone asks her like about where she's from or like what she does, she just is like, she doesn't even tell them that she was involved
no.
with either of those things.
They like, say, where are you from? She says California, and they're like, where in California? And she just goes, you know, California. And
yeah.
Like, okay.
She's like, Cali.
I'm from Cali. And they're like, oh, okay, cool.
So Stassi, like, that night when she was like looking into the haze and didn't see the star, that was kind of like she decided to rebrand as like a college girl.
Yeah, she's like,
she was
full
like,
on.
Guess what? Like, stardom is not for me.
Not
like,
for me at all.
It's not happening. I'm just gonna like go to school and like pocket this money and call it a day.
Like, just be normal. Like, I'm okay. Like, sometimes this is just how life is. Like, you can be a big fish in a normal pond, and
yeah.
like, that's who I am. And,
yeah.
Like, I'm just gonna like go through life being someone that people fear and love, and yeah. like that's good enough for me.
And I'll get a degree.
And I'll get a fucking degree. I'll like probably do like decently in my writing classes. Like, I'll take a creative writing class and write a short story that like everyone's obsessed with, and like a teacher's like, maybe you should enter this. And,
yeah.
Like, a publication, and it gets published.
Yeah, and maybe like I'll get married, and then I won't have to worry about it.
And I won't have to work.
Yeah. I just like don't want to work. Like, I really, really don't want to do that.
Yeah, like when they all sit, when her friends and her sit around like late night combos, and like they're eating pizza and like high or something. Like, Stassi just always goes, I just don't want to have a job.
And they're like, never want to have a job.
I just don't want to work. And they're all like,
They're like, yeah, same, but like,
we have to.
Everyone has to.
She goes, well, I'm not everyone. And they're like,
does she tell them about like the scam that she's running on her parents?
She lets it slip like towards the end of college. She tells them, and everyone's like blown away and horrified.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I've been pocketing $8,000 a month.
Yeah. She's like, I have about 60 grand in savings right now.
And I'm just going to like ride that off when mm-hmm. I graduate. Like, I'm just going to like coast on that money and like not work.
Yeah.
And they're like, she's like 60. She thinks 60 grand is like $1 million.
Yeah. She's like, no, it's fine. Like, that'll get me through like at least like 5 years.
And they're like, maybe
she has absolutely no concept of like what things cost.
No.
Or money or anything.
She just buys whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
She like buys like, you know, $1,000 jewelry at like a shitty like jewelry store and like, you know,
mm-hmm.
in West Hollywood or something.
Yeah. Stassi immediately moves to West Hollywood
yeah.
upon graduation because mm-hmm. to her, that is like her Beverly Hills.
Yeah. She's
yeah.
like, I might not be in Beverly Hills now, but I'll be halfway there.
Yeah.
She's like, and I'll make it my own.
And she gets like a chic apartment.
Ugh.
And spends like all this money, like furnishing it, and then buys like a new wardrobe.
Where does she furnish it from? Like, what? Like,
she goes to like, some stuff is like from Anthropology
uh-huh.
and then some stuff is like from like Z Gallery and then like a lot of like Pier One
oh,
imports
yeah.
West Elm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a couple pieces from West Elm and then like a ton of stuff from like Urban Outfitters.
And so, oh yeah, lots of like pithy little like, you know, little sayings and coffee table books and like things like that.
Yeah. And like, by the time she gets done furnishing it all, she realizes that she has no money left.
She has literally $0 in her checking account.
She, like, is going to go buy, like, some like neon light up sign.
She's talking by a horse.
She's like, I've always wanted one.
I always wanted a horse. She tells her friends when they're all at some Hollywood club. Like, where are they?
They're at H-Wood in the Hollywood and Highland Center. And Zazie's like, I'm getting a horse tomorrow.
And everyone's like, everyone has like jobs. People have like internships. They're like doing like
Stassi spent
work.
The past 3 months moving into her apartment and like getting it together.
People are like working on shows, like they're like PAs, like they're writer's assistants, they're like getting shit done, and they're listening to Stassi, and they're all talking about like how hard their J jobs are, and they're like, God, it's so great though to like finally be able to support myself. And Stassi's just like, I'm buying a horse tomorrow.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Cool. Where are you even getting it? And she's like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to Google it and then just go get one.
Yeah. So she realizes she has no money, but she goes anyway to this farm.
Well, when she goes to the farm and like picks out.
You know who's there.
Yeah.
This is the first time Stassi meets Lisa Vanderpump.
Mm-hmm.
She's just sort of like. She has literally no money in her account.
She gets like, to the farm and like picks out this like little white pony.
I want her.
Her. And I'm going to name her Stassi Jr.
And the horse people are like, okay, this like dumb rich girl is just going to like.
They're like, sure. They're like, it's $8,000.
And she's like.
And she's like, cool, here.
Can I write you a check? She has checks. She's just been paying everything with checks.
Yeah. And so she writes them a check. And when they like go to like input the number or whatever, the bank like puts a stop payment and like completely shuts down all her accounts.
Yeah. This girl, they're like, this girl has not paid anything in like months.
This girl is overdrafted $24,000. Like all her checks finally cashed at once. And she's like. $24,000 in debt. She has nothing. She can't even like get to. She's been like riding taxi drivers.
Yeah,
checks.
She's in Glendale or something, right? Or, like, that place. You know that place near like.
She's in like Hidden Hills.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she's it's hot as fuck, and she's sitting there.
It's
she's,
August.
She has no money. She took a cab there.
Yeah, paid the cab driver in a check.
In a check. So she has no. Not only does she have any money, she has no way of getting home.
She does not like know what public transportation is.
No.
She didn't even know that existed in LA.
Someone's like, we can take the subway. And she's like, what the fuck? Like, LA has a subway? She's like, she's never been to downtown.
She just looks at them and shakes her head.
She's never been outside of Hollywood or West Hollywood and Sherman Oaks.
Yeah.
These are the only places she has no idea, like, Venice exists.
She doesn't know where anything is. She doesn't
Malibu.
Know what streets.
No.
She knows Melrose.
She takes cabs.
Santa Monica. She takes cabs everywhere.
Everywhere. She doesn't walk a step. She takes
cabs. She thinks that's like what it means to like live in the big city. She's like, this is like kind of like New York.
It's New York. So she literally takes cabs to like CVS. She takes it to like go to like grocery shopping. And by grocery shopping, she goes to CVS.
Yeah. And she gets like caramel
wheat
corn.
Thins.
Yeah. Wheat thins.
Salsa.
And
shampoo.
And like she thinks of herself as like being like a newfangled like Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Like she's always wearing heels. And
yeah.
She's like, I can't walk. So I have to like pay cabs.
Yeah. She wears tutus. People are like, what the fuck?
Her friends are just like over her.
Yeah.
Her,
she slowly has alienated all of her friends.
So when her check is canceled, she calls, like she just starts going through her phone and calling all her friends one by one, and they're all like laughing at her because she's in Hidden Hills.
She calls Joanna.
Yeah. And Joanna's like, I haven't heard from you in a while, what's up? And she explains her situation, and Joanna's like, ew, and hangs up.
She's like, I told you, you have to get a job.
Yeah.
She's like, dude, she's like, Stassi, there are things in life
that
we
you
have to do.
She's like, if you wanted to model, you should have modeled. Like, you could have made money from that.
Yeah.
Or you could, like, you could suck some dicks, but, like, we have to do this. Like, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, she's like, you have to start somewhere. She's like, no one can go to the top of the totem pole.
She's like,
you
I'm
have to
not
start
starting somewhere.
She's like, I'm not starting anywhere. She's like, are you fucking kidding? Like, do you know who I am? And she's like, no, I don't know who you are.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. And she hangs up. And so Stassi's crying.
Yeah.
She's sitting there. She has some cigarettes, thank God. So
yeah.
She's smoking, and someone's like, hey, there's like a fire warning.
They're also like, you can't smoke around these horses.
And she like, so she throws it out and hits Stassi Jr. in the eye, and she's like, so she's just, you know.
Stassi Jr. like rears up and then tramples Stassi.
Yeah.
But it's like a mini pony, so it just kind of like
she's bruises. Like, ah!
It's like she can't really like get up because you lose your footing and just have to let the baby horse like kind of go over you.
Yeah.
But it like
tramples her in the hay.
It tramples her in the hay and the dirt and like stomps on her head.
She has bruises and cuts.
Yeah, and she, her like, part of her face is just like brown with dirt. And she's like, what the fuck?
And they're like, do you go to the hospital? And she's like, I don't have insurance. And they're like, okay, you gotta leave.
They're like, please leave.
Please leave.
Like, you're causing it problems here.
So she's like,
they're like, all you've done since you've walked in the door here is cause drama.
She goes, do you just do that in your life? Do you just cause drama? She's like, you can't go anywhere in life by causing drama. And they're like lecturing these people who don't know her, and they're like, you can't go through life just like creating chaos and like being mean to people and causing drama. Like, that's not a job.
And Stassi goes, like, tell me about it.
Tell me about it. And they go, get out of here.
So she like kind of hobbles away. One of her heels broke.
Yeah, she's wearing heels.
She's wearing heels, but one broke in the trampling.
Yeah.
And she's like dirt all over her face and like hay in her hair. And she just like walks. She's like kind of hobbling down the road.
Meanwhile, the whole time someone was watching her.
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, a giant Escalade pulls up.
A Bentley. Well, we see like Stassi. It's like Stassi walks away. And then we see like this woman in the background with like a huge floppy pink hat.
And like an equestrian gear.
Yeah. And she lifts up one of her
flaps
and then puts it back down.
Yeah.
And then as Stassi's like hobbling along the road, I guess like walking, she's like, it's I'm like going to walk dusk, towards
the hill.
The sun.
She's like putting her amazing race skills to
she's like, God, I wish I had paid attention more in Amazing Race.
What the fuck did Char say about the compass thing? I guess I'll just walk towards the setting sun. Is that west? So she
starts off walking, and then this like huge Bentley kind of is trailing her for a little bit, and then rolls up beside her.
The window, tinted window, goes down, and all of a sudden, it's like the sun that she's been following is in that car all along.
And the scent, like of gardenias, just like wafts out.
Stassi just is like taken aback by it.
She's like lightheaded for a minute.
Yeah, and you hear from inside the Bentley, you hear this voice go, "Hello, darling." She's like, "I heard you're in a little bit of a pickle. Can't afford a horse."
And been there. It's devastating.
And she leans forward, and it's fucking Lisa Vanderpump.
Just,
you know, resplendent.
Resplendent.
Pre-Housewives.
Pre-Housewives, just looking fierce.
Looking fierce. She's the most glamorous, beautiful thing Stassi's ever fucking seen in her life.
Ever. It's like everything that Stassi ever wanted to be, this woman is.
It's literally looking into the sun, but you can still look at it. So it's like, you're not blinded. You're just like... nourished.
And we hear like a little and then we see that Jiggy's in the front seat.
Vivacious
pre-alopecia.
Yeah,
like so fluffy,
limber,
like just like a ball of pure energy and joy.
And Lisa goes, "Looks like you're missing one of your heels." And she looks down and she's barefoot and her foot's dirty, and Saucy's like, "Yeah." She's like, "Who wears heels to a, you know, a horse farm?" And Stassi goes, "I mean, I guess no one." And then all of a sudden Lisa goes, "Trick question." And then she raises up her leg and she's wearing heels.
She puts her leg out of the car window and like in Stassi's face, and it's like a beautiful Louboutin. And Stassi's like, is that a Louboutin?
She puts the heel like, she
lifts up her leg.
Pokes around Stassi's face. And it's red bottom.
And Lisa's like, "Get a whiff of that." And Stassi does like smell it and she loves it.
She's like, "Bought that in Beverly Hills." She goes,
Stassi goes, "You live in Beverly Hills?
You live in Beverly Hills?" And Lisa goes, "Darling, what do you think? Of course I do." And she's like, "I've never been there. I've never made it past WeHo." And she's like, "Ugh, Jesus like, Christ." Oof. Yeah. And she's like, "Well, I'm sorry I got in your way of your car and your headlights. And I'm sorry that you have to see me like this. So I'm going to get going now." And she goes, "Where do you live, darling?" And she goes, "West Hollywood, but not for much longer." She goes, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Well, I'm kind of in over my head. I might just have to go back home to New Orleans."
And Lisa goes,
oh, no, no, no. No.
Darling, I can't let you go back to New Orleans.
New Orleans? She's
she shudders.
She's like, get in the car.
So she makes Stassi sit in the back seat.
Yeah.
Because Jiggy's in the front.
Yeah.
And she has to put a towel down so she doesn't, none of her dirt.
It's catches. A tarp.
Yeah, a tarp.
On the horse farm.
And Lisa takes her back.
Smoking cig. She's blowing smoke. And the whole time she's blowing smoke in Stassi's face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just.
Lisa has her window down and is smoking a very thin, Virginia Slim 100. And. Oh, but every time she ashes, it just flies into Stassi's mouth.
Stassi just keeps flicking it away, and she's just grilling Stassi. She's like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Who are you? And she's like, darling, I have to say you have a nice chin.
Yeah. You have a gorgeous chin.
You have a gorgeous chin. You have a gorgeous face. It's just covered in soot right now. And she's like, all you have to do is just wipe your face off with a washcloth and call it a day. And she's like...
And so
I have washcloths from Pier 1 and they're all matching. And she's like, okay, stop talking.
So Lisa takes Stassi first, I guess, to her apartment in West Hollywood.
Oh, God.
But she's been evicted.
She's been evicted. All her bags are out front.
All her furniture is out there, but only 10% of it remains because people just looted.
Yeah.
West Hollywood, all the citizens of West Hollywood saw free Pier 1 and they were like, got in on that action.
Lisa goes, is this the Salvation Army or what?
As someone runs off with a mirror.
Yeah.
And
Stassi's devastated.
Stassi's devastated. So she's homeless.
She's fucking, she's like, oh my God.
She collapses in the ground and starts weeping.
She collapses in the ground. She just starts everything, all of her, the past, the play, her mom, everyone laughing at her, everyone making fun of her for being an amazing race.
Her whole life is flashing before her eyes.
And she just faints.
Yeah.
She faints.
She faints dead away.
And Lisa puts out her cigarette, stamps it with her heel, and twists it. Mm-hmm. And smiles.
Flash forward to.
Next morning.
The next morning, Stassi wakes up in she thinks she's died and gone to heaven.
It's the most Stassi, whatever she wanted as a kid, as a little girl, is in this room.
It's a mirrored, huge four-poster bed with, plush sheets and, pink velvet everywhere. And,
cool pillows.
Cool pillows. There's, a little dog sitting at the edge of the bed.
A white rug.
Yeah.
It's, perfect.
And, it looks out over the grounds of Lisa's.
There's a bird fountain in the room.
And Stassi literally is, I'm dead.
Oh my God. She's like, well, at least I died. Heaven.
Yeah. At least I went to heaven.
At least there is a heaven.
And at least I'm dead now because I really couldn't deal with my life.
Fuck Earth. I love being dead. She starts loving it. She's I'm fucking dead and I love it. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, angel dog. And she's like, I'm a ghost now.
She's like, I'm a ghost. I always thought that I'd be a ghost and a chic ghost. And now here I am in this mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally
I
love it here.
I'm dead.
And then Lisa comes bursting in with Rosia in tow.
Uh-huh.
And she explains to Stassi that she's not dead. And that also if she wants to stay there, she's going to have to work for it.
She goes, oh, the princess in the pea is finally awoken. And Stassi's like, where am I? And Lisa goes, darling, you're at my home. This is my daughter's room, Pandora. She left me to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi's like, oh. She's like, I imagine you woke up and you're feeling pretty plush in there, right? You're plush a penny. And she's like, yeah, it's really comfortable. And she's like, you want to stay there? And Stassi's like, yeah. And she goes, not so fast. You're going to have to work for it.
And what? Stassi just faints again.
She faints again.
In the mention of work, the W word.
Yeah. A week later, she wakes up.
She goes into a full-blown coma.
Yes.
And a week later, she wakes up. In the hospital with life support machines attached to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of comes to and Lisa is standing there with a nurse.
With a nurse.
And, Lisa's like, darling, you fainted dead away.
Yeah. She's like, no worries though. I've already I've covered your medical expenses and I've covered your debt. I paid
and
off
I
your debt.
And I settled your debt.
And I settled your debt.
You're at zero now.
And I killed Stassi Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Stassi's like, wait a minute. But she doesn't let her stay on that.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, wow, what? I mean, this is incredible. And she's like, I also haven't called your parents, so don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi's like, Lisa, how can I ever repay you?
She's like, I'll do anything to repay you.
Anything.
Please.
Anything.
Don't
anything.
Say that word again. And Lisa's like, you're going to have to do that word that you don't like.
She sits down in her bed and she goes, you know, when I was your age, I didn't want to work either. No, no, I wanted to jut around the, you know, the Monaco Harbor.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I loved the south of France.
Yeah. I loved the south of France. I loved Nice. I loved Cannes. She's like, I just wanted to bop around and yacht. But I realized it's not, life isn't all diamonds and rosé.
Mm-hmm.
And while it should be, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And for that diamond and...
But it
could be for you.
If you work
for me.
And Stassi kind of, she's like, kind of starts to stroke out. Yeah. But then Lisa's like, no, and slaps her in the face.
Yeah, they revive her.
Yeah, they revive her with like the heart.
Clear!
Yeah, and she's like, don't do that again. You're doing the W word.
Yeah.
So Stassi's just like, fucking fine, okay?
Lisa leaves and Stassi pulls out her like BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
And she finally calls her parents. She's like, hey, I know I haven't been taking your calls for the last 5 months, but things are good. And
I think I have a job.
And they're like,
what?
What? She's like, yeah. But I'm going to need you to keep supporting me for a little. And they're like...
And her dad's like, of course, sweetie. Of course.
Anything.
Yeah. He's like, I'll send you a couple grand a day.
I mean, you deserve it. You had a full ride. You know?
You're so smart, baby. You're so smart.
Yeah.
And Stassi eventually... I mean, does Lisa tell her then, like... She finally heals and mm-hmm. like, I mean, her muscles atrophied from being in a coma.
So she's in a wheelchair.
So she has like, she has some rehabilitation to do.
And Lisa has a moment where she's like, I had to slip some poison. She's like, I love seeing you like this. She's like, you're like a pretty little weak princess, mm-hmm. like a little sickly child in the Victorian era. And I love it.
Yeah.
She's like, why don't I just keep you in my house and I'll just wheel you around. And she's like, I used to want Pandora to just be in a little bed in a wheelchair so she never had to leave me. And she's like, why don't I just do that with you? And Stassi's like,
And so Lisa's like feeding her soup one day.
Yeah.
And like nursing her back to health.
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, Lisa brings out a salad. First, Stassi was on a liquid only diet, but then as she got her strength back, Lisa started introducing some more solid foods.
She keeps calling her my pretty little princess.
She's like, how are you today, my pretty little princess?
My princess in the pea.
Yeah. And she brings out a salad and it has these balls on it.
Tide?
And
Tide Pods?
Tide Pods. And she starts feeding them to Stassi and Stassi's like, what is this? This is delicious. What are these? What are these? They're like little clouds of deliciousness, like creamy, tangy, and they're goat cheese balls.
Lisa gives her a new lease on life.
Yeah.
Via fried goat cheese balls. And she goes, do you like them, darling? And Stassi's like, yeah, I love them. I fucking want to eat them all the time. I'm not going to eat anything else but goat cheese balls. I fucking love it.
And then
where
Lisa,
can I get more of it?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I'm actually testing them out for a new little eatery my husband and I are going in on.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm planning out the menu now. She's like, you know, Stassi, you could have these goat balls any day, any hour, any minute if you came and worked for me there.
At Sir.
And Stassi's like, at what?
Sir. What?
Sir.
Sir.
Her accent breaks. She's like fully American.
She's like, sexy, unique restaurant.
Sexy, unique restaurant, you fucking idiot. And she's like,
and so I was like, okay.
She's like,
sorry, that was like so confusing.
No worries. Yes, we're building a great, sexy, unique staff there. We're assembling some of the hottest, youngest, youngest-ish people in LA. Models, actors, musicians. What do you say? And she's like, well, I have literally no work experience at all.
And I've never worked a day in my life. Perfect. I've been looking for the spot for you and this is it.
Yeah. She's like, you're going to be a server there. And she's like, I literally have never served. Like, I've never carried anything. Like,
she's
a tray.
She's like, what is like a server? Like a waitress?
Is it a hostess? And she's like, oh, God,
no. She's like, no, darling, no. You take orders and then... And so it's like orders, like a servant.
A servant?
She's like Rocia?
Like Rocia. And Rocia
just like, mumbles like...
She's like, fuck you.
Yeah, she leaves. Mumbles like, fuck you in Spanish under her breath.
And Lisa goes... And then Sassy goes, I mean, if I'm going to work there, I'm going to be a hostess. And she's like...
No, darling.
No.
You're going to serve.
You're going to serve and you're going to serve me.
You owe me.
You owe me now.
And she's lest like... Lest we forget.
Yeah. I brought you back from the dead. You were in a coma. You were in the halfway world between life and death, in that sliver of existence where there is no reality, but only reality. And Sazi's like...
She's like, okay, fine.
Okay, fine, I'll work there. She's like, good, you start tomorrow. And I want you to be yourself there.
Yeah.
I want you to bring that same... What is it?
Lisa's like...
She knows. Lisa knows.
Lisa knows, but Lisa's like... Darling, when I saw you, I knew you were meant to be a star. But the only way you can do that
is if by you working.
Is trust yourself and have a bad attitude.
The only way, she's like, a star. And Sassy goes, star. She sees the flash of the shooting star as a kid. She sees the flash on the star on the... chalkboard.
Yeah.
And love it. She sees the star of the Walk of Fame star. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. She hears Johanna.
Yeah.
You're a star. And she's like, and Lisa goes, yes. She goes, the keys to being a star, my dear, are taking orders and being a horrible person
mm-hmm.
and yelling at people and humiliating them.
She's like, be awful to everyone.
Everyone around you.
Except for me. Because I will destroy you.
Because you owe me.
You owe me.
You're my, and she's like, you have to be nice to me at all times. And everything I say to you, you have to follow it and take it with complete seriousness.
Yeah.
And Sassy's like, okay.
Fine.
And
she's like,
and you have to be friends only with the people that work there at the restaurant. All the people. I want you all to be friends with each other and I want you all to have sex with each other.
She's like, you will need to... Immediately fuck the manager. His name is Peter.
Yes.
He's cute.
He's dumb.
There's not much there. He's hot.
You're going to have to fuck him. You're going to have to fuck him. And you're going to have to be friends with these two girls, Kristen and...
Katie. Katie's had a bit of an accident. She's a little traumatized from it. But I think with a friend like you,
yeah.
She'll be able to bounce back in no time.
And Kristen is, well...
I hate Kristen.
But she's necessary.
Yes.
And the three of you need to be friends, and you're only allowed to be friends with each other for the rest of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
You can never be friends with anyone else. You're going to have falling outs, but you always have to come back together with each other. And the minute you try to be friends with other people, you can't be famous anymore.
Yes. And she said, she also tells her, if you decide to date outside of the restaurant, you're going to have to make them eventually work at the restaurant as well.
Or be on the show.
Stassi goes, what show?
And Lisa goes, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
No show.
No show.
I have a show that I'm going to film.
I'm doing a show.
But that's me. You don't have a show.
You
just are there to fuck. Remember, Peter.
Peter first. And then...
And then branch out, but then you must bring them to the restaurant.
You must have them sacrifice their privacy and dignity to be even partially on the show.
And you'll tell me everything.
Everything that happens amongst you and your friends at this place. Your friends who you're not yet friends with, but will be for the rest of your lives mm-hmm. and the lives after that.
You're going to be best friends with them.
You can never not tell me anything. Everything that happens, you must tell me immediately.
And Sassy goes, what about like the weight? Like, how am I going to get... trained to be like a weight, and she's like, don't worry about that, that's low on the totem pole. I need you to agree now And she like produces a contract that says everything and that it's like, she just said.
It's like a 16th century like scroll with like quill.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like written in blood.
Yeah, it's written in blood.
Literally
she,
blood.
She rolls out the scroll on her, yeah, on her floor. And then Lisa signed. It's already signed by Lisa. And she goes, Stassi, let me see your hand. And she takes Stassi's finger and pricks it.
Yeah.
And blood drips out. And she goes, now sign. And Stassi's like, ew, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Why did you do that?
I'm bleeding. And she faints.
And she faints. And then she comes to. And Lisa's still sitting there in the exact same position.
She's lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, she's lost a lot of blood. She's like bled out into like a little pool.
Yeah, she's like, whatever blood you have left.
Stassi's like, I'm anemic.
Yeah. And she's like, darling, whatever blood you have left.
Sign.
Sign.
Or get out.
Or get out. Go back to your drab, you know, life back in New Orleans.
Yeah. She's like, and Stassi's like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't want to work.
And then Lisa goes, the restaurant is in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood? Oh my God.
And then Stassi just like, rubs her hand in her blood pool and just slaps her handprint on the contract.
When do I start? And Lisa's like, tomorrow morning. You start.
And the rest.
And the rest is history.
It's history. And that's how Stassi Schroeder became one of the stars of Vanderpump Rules. And the night that Vanderpump Rules premiered, Stassi, she decided to steal away for a little moment of her own.
Yeah.
And she was on a shift at Sir, but she went back into the alley and
sat
in one of those chairs.
With like the sheet over it.
And lit a cigarette and just stared up at the sky.
And for some reason that night, the sky was pretty clear.
It was clear.
And she was like, that's funny.
And Stassi goes,
I haven't seen the stars in years.
Yeah. And she's like,
She's
it's been years since she signed the blood contract with Lisa.
She's put in a lot. She's actually like grown to like work.
Yeah. And she's like into this job or whatever. Yeah. Like she's figured it out. She realized that if she's just mean to everyone, she really doesn't have to do that much work at all.
And she's done some modeling.
And she's done a little bit of modeling.
Like she's kind of like, you know, she's making a little name for herself.
Yeah. And like when she was approached to do the Vanderpump Rules, like, it wasn't like the last two times where she let herself get excited about it. She was just like, okay, fine. Like, I'll do it.
I'm working. Like, my priority is my job. This will just be, like, something that's happening while I'm doing that job.
Yeah.
And Lisa, like, looks at her from the back, and she kind of just smiles. Mm-hmm. She's like, and then as she says, even though she's not really excited and she's, like, has no expectations, when they say the show, she thinks back to Lisa saying the show, and she's like,
she's like, is this? What is this show?
And then she thinks back to the first moment she saw Lisa at the horse farm and when she pulled in and Lisa was wearing a necklace with a star on it. And Stassi's like, huh.
Maybe it's all connected. Maybe everything is connected in this wild world.
And she's like,
and she's in the alley and like the show premiered, but like since it was kind of a backdoor pilot, like no one cared. And it was like, you know what I mean? People were like, oh, Lisa, like talking about Lisa's show, but like, no one really like gave it a second thought.
Got,
and
like,
it comes out that night and Stassi is like, she can't even watch it because she's at work. And she's like, I'll watch it when I get
home. Yeah, it's kind of, she's like this.
Really anticlimactic.
It is. And like, she's with Jax at this point. Like, Jax and her are just kind of like, well, I guess this could just be something that we do together that's like funny and weird.
Yeah.
And like, Stassi, she gets like a few texts from like people from home.
Yeah. But she's like, kind of like bummed a little bit because she's like, what
doing?
Is this all for? And like, she goes into the alley and is like just smoking a cig, staring at the sky.
You hear like the kind of like din of the restaurant behind her. And she's like the soft, like the vibrating bass. And she's just taking a few drags and she looks up at the sky.
And all of a sudden she sees a shooting star.
A shooting star over West Hollywood. And she's like, everything just starts coming back to her. All the points. It's like a constellation being connected.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God.
She's like, huh.
Huh. Yeah, she doesn't get like too excited again. She's just sort of like, it's like a more mature reaction.
Yeah.
She's like,
And at that moment that the star flew overhead was like the exact moment that Jax and Kristen fucked.
Yeah.
And like Jax came and it coincided with this the shooting star. Because it is like all connected.
Yeah.
In this wild world but of Stassi's Hollywood story.
Yeah. And she was like, and before she saw, and then right after she sees the shooting star, like she was kind of like, no, it's like kind of this like lame night, like where it just came on Bravo. Like no one really cared. But she goes on her Twitter. She made a Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on her Twitter. She gets an email from Twitter saying you've been verified. And she's like, oh my God. The only people that are verified are like Katy Perry and like
Lady Gaga. Yeah.
And Lady Gaga and Ashton Kutcher. And like, you know, this is back in the day of Twitter.
Yeah.
And like Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my God. And she goes on her Twitter and her mentions. She's like,
are blowing
12.
Up. Yeah.
12 new mentions in the last hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. They're all saying, wow, Stassi is like my spirit animal. Whoa, Stassi is goals. Stassi is so funny and bitchy and I love her.
Stassi's funny AF.
Stassi's a queen. I'm afraid of Stassi. Stassi's ugly. And she just goes,
she's like, whatever.
Whatever.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm not at all. And then she sees, wow, Stassi's a real star. And it all just is like,
it all comes,
it
like,
it all comes together.
In that moment, she has, like, for and the it, first time in her entire life, feels a sense of self and yeah. peace that she's never felt before.
Yeah.
And she knows that she's on the right track.
She's a star.
She's a fucking star.
She's a, and she literally goes.
And she goes, I'm a fucking, she takes a big drag of her cigarette.
The camera zooms in.
I'm a fucking star.
And bam,
smashes out her cigarette and walks back into Sir.
Yeah. She elbows someone on the way in.
Get out of my fucking way.
And you hear, just raise your glasses high.
This one's for you tonight. Stassi's road to Hollywood was not easy.
It was not. It wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun. It wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy. It was like, it was a trial.
It was a trial.
Humiliations.
Yeah.
It was like a comedy of...
A series of false starts.
Way false.
And bullying.
Bullying.
A trampling by a horse.
Causing someone to commit suicide.
Forgot about Allison. Yeah. Lisa also said... I know that you killed that girl, and I made sure that no one will ever find out. That was part of the contract scroll.
She sealed the autopsy.
Lisa did a full-blown background check on everything that Stassi has,
she
like,
scrubbed
done.
The Amazing Race from the internet.
Yeah, she's, like, she scrubbed, like, queen bees.
Yeah.
She, like, did everything she could to turn Stassi into her minion.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And it fucking worked.
And now everyone wins.
She dug up Allison's body and like threw it in the ocean.
Yeah. She had her henchmen like go replace Allison's body with another corpse.
Who died of natural causes.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, she had a lot in her parents. They didn't understand her.
They didn't understand, but Lisa spoke with them and always walked them through, like, everything's fine, everything's wonderful.
I've got your daughter.
Yeah, she was like, I'm grooming her for a greater purpose.
And what purpose is that?
We're still finding out.
We're still finding out. Wow.
I love it.
Whatever happened to Ioana?
I think she came to Sir one night.
Is Ioana the one, like, that one where she, like... She had, like, the big eyes.
She had the big eyes and, like, short, kind of, like, a maybe almost, like, a pixie bowl cut of black hair.
She was, like, gorgeous.
Yeah, she was gorgeous. But she was not... It was her versus, like, a blonde girl.
She won.
She won, and then she's never really worked again. I think she came into Sir, like, after season two of Vanderpump Rules. She, like, came into Sir. She was, like, a little... She'd gained a little weight. She hadn't worked in a while.
Yeah.
And she said, Stassi, please help me. Remember when we talked?
Remember when I let you live in my apartment for a day?
A day, a night.
A night.
And you promised you'd never forget about me. I need you.
I need you now.
Help me get a job here, please. Please.
And Stassi looks at her and goes, What did she say? She looks down at it. She goes, please, Stassi, I just, it's taking a lot of pride, checking my pride to ask you, can I have a job serving here?
And Stassi goes, looks down at her
and she goes,
do you smoke? And Yana goes, no, not anymore. Like, I quit. And Stassi goes, do you drink? And Yana goes, no, I recently got sober. And Stassi goes, do you fuck? And Yana goes, I'm celibate. And Stassi goes, then fuck off.
Go join a convent, bitch. This ain't no place for nuns. Or the alternate is Yana goes, please, can I just please get me a job here? And Stassi kind of is like looking blankly at her. And she leans over and gets right into her face and just goes, no.
Mm-hmm.
And walks away.
Yeah.
Now get the fuck out of my section.
Get the fuck out of this sexy, unique restaurant. Bye.
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 Also, Yana, Sheena's a whore. Sheena's a slut.
She was also, like, Yana, I saw you talking to Sheena when you first came in. Sheena's a fucking whore.
Not a good look on you.
And
she's a homewrecker.
Anyone that talks to that homewrecking whore is not my friend. So and are not gonna get face. A they're not gonna get a fucking job here. So no.
Get out.
Get out.
Leave.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Go back to Hollywood.
Bye, Yana.
Bye, Yana. And then she goes, everyone say bye to Yana. And everyone in the staff just goes, bye, bye, Yana. And Yana's just crying and runs out.
runs out
the street and gets hit by a car
and is never heard from again.
Bye, Yana.
Bye, Yana.
Fucking bitch.
Christina Kelly is like walking in to work as Yana's leaving, and then she just hears everyone saying it, so she goes, bye, Yana, after they do,
and everyone goes,
and Stassi tosses her hair and just smirks.
She goes like this.
She goes, Peter, can I just go home?
Peter, I'm going to go home. And he goes, all right. Bye, Peter. Remember when we fucked? He's like, yeah, I still love you.
She goes, I know.
I know.
Gotta go.
And we just, and you just see her like slow-mo walking off into the night of West Hollywood.
Yeah.
With her tips in hand. She didn't even change.
No, she puts her tips in her little sir purse satchel.
She puts it in her bra.
Yeah.
Puts her hair up in a high pony. And she walks down the street in her sir uniform with her flats on.
Yeah. Never been happier.
Never been fucking happier.
And that's how Nastassia Bianca Schroeder got to where she is today.
I'm not the same.
Me neither. I'm changed. I'm inspired.
I'm inspired.
I'm inspired by how tenacious she was.
And savvy.
Yeah. There's a lot to learn.
Also, fuck the producers from the end.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck them. And fuck The Amazing Race.
Yeah. They didn't know a star.
And fuck all everyone from her high school.
Slapped them right in the face.
They slept on her.
Yeah. And now Stassi gets sweet revenge.
Stassi gets the last laugh.
Always. Well, I love that.
I loved it too.
Thank you for...
No, thank you for, I mean...
Just like...
Wow.
Telling this story with me.
Telling this story with me.
Everyone, you can follow Carrie on Twitter and Instagram at eCario.
Yep. And
you can follow Sexy Unique Podcast at Sexy Unique Pod. You can support Sexy Unique Podcast on Patreon. Do it. You get bonus episodes and throwback episodes recapping seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules. There's not a lot to lose and everything to gain.
Also, follow Stassi's mother on Instagram.
Oh my God, yeah. Follow Dana.
Yeah.
She's a good follow.
She like will comment like, I need my girl to come home for some German, home-cooked German food.
She does not.
Yeah.
She really does.
She commented like, Stassi, it's time to come home. Like, you need to eat some like...
Strudel?
You know...
Wiener Schnitzel?
Wiener Schnitzel, like schnitzel and pie.
Wow.
So she's like...
She's leaning into the German heritage.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
But also like trying to be famous like her daughter, and it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who Okay, so tune in next time for these special fan fiction moments.
For
who are we going to do next time?
Jax.
Jax. So we'll be telling...
From Tampa to...
From Tampa to Vampa.
From Tampa to Vampa. Jax Taylor has pioneered an arduous trek.
Yeah, to like, hear more
like,
about...
Like Lewis and Clark and the pioneers before them.
Mm-hmm.
Jax Taylor traversed the West.
Yeah.
With reckless abandon and a heart full of aspiration. Tune in next week to find out...
How he got...
Staffed at a restaurant.
All right. Stay sexy.
Stay sexy.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.